Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the Totally Driven Entertainment Radio Network.
In the future, none of you are heroes.
You're legends.
Get driven. Stay driven.
For $5 today, you can buy a wealth of things. Gas for your car, rent a movie for the family, a few slices of pizza. $5 still takes you a long ways. But did you know that $5 can buy your child a bag of heroin in the streets? That's right. For only $5, your son or daughter can buy some of the cheapest and purest dope in the country. Be aware of the lies. Be aware of the stealing. Be aware that's all it takes to kill your child. $5. This message was brought to you by Casey's Cause, a group of parents located in southern Chester County out to save your child's life. Come join us today at www.caseyscause.com. And remember, $5 is all it takes. Casey's Cause, www.caseyscause.com.
Looking for that perfect gift for your girlfriend? Then look no further than Teddy Scares. Teddy Scares are available in a variety of styles, sizes, and prices for all your shopping needs. Teddy Scares are a mix of cute and creepy to make a great gift for almost any age. Board up your windows, lock your doors, and log on to TeddyScares.com. And be sure to become our friends at Facebook.com/TeddyScares.
Calling all comic book fans. Do you collect comics? Did you ever collect comics? Do you think your children might like reading comic books? Do you even know they still print real, paper, non-digital comic books? Well, then visit the Pirates of Ontario Street Comics in Philadelphia. We have a massive collection of comic books, action figures, trading cards, and much more. We have one of the largest stocks of back-issue comics in the area. We bag and board every new comic book at no extra charge. Our store is voted the best comic book shop in the 2013 PHL 17 Hot List Contest. Part of the movie Unbreakable is filmed in our store. We are open 7 days a week. Ontario Street Comics is located at 2235 East Ontario Street in the Port Richmond section of Philly. Our phone number is 215-288-7338. Type in the words Ontario Comics Philadelphia to check out our wacky stores page on Facebook.
Are you looking for a mortgage for that new home? Do you want to refinance to a lower rate, obtain cash out, or consolidation? If so, call Anthony Muscarella of Advisors Mortgage Group. Advisors Mortgage Group is a mortgage banker and loan our own money to first lien mortgage loans. We have built a platform for a seamless and stress-free mortgage process, which remains our number one goal for all of our customers. We understand that success cannot be obtained without teamwork and communication, two of our most important strengths. If you're looking to apply for a loan or simply have some questions, please don't hesitate to give Anthony Muscarella a call at 732-749-3333, extension 12, who, by the way, has been recognized by Mortgage Executive Magazine as being one of the top 1% of originators in America. That number again, call Anthony Muscarella at 732-749-3333, extension 12, where we tailor our loans to meet your needs.
Advisors Mortgage Group is an equal housing opportunity lender licensed by the New Jersey Department of Banking and Insurance. Branch NMLS number 173453. Loan officer NMLS number 111400.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
All right. So we're having technical difficulties for some reason. It's not working at the moment.
Welcome to the show.
Yeah, you guys have to probably call in.
I might call in. All
right.
I just heard unmuted.
Yeah. Okay. So sorry about that delay. I'm not sure what happened there. I can hear myself in someone's phone.
How are we, Drew?
So, trying to figure out what the heck happened here, because nothing's changed. But I'm going to leave. Hello.
But there's a delay, remember, for the phone.
No, I know what it is. because of that.
Okay.
So I guess we're doing the show a little differently this time.
I just don't hear myself.
I hear it come. Is it coming from your phone or your headset?
Headset. I love that. There's always a technical difficulty. I'm muted, so. I heard that. You mean it too now?
Yeah.
No, I don't hear myself.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's fine. So, welcome to the show. That's not working correctly. It's being picked up.
I'm covering my, I don't know. There's nothing else I can do.
Word?
You just deal with it or speak lower.
What is playing sound?
Nothing.
Something's definitely playing sound because I can hear everyone really loud.
How about now?
It sounds like it's coming right from your computer.
It's on mute.
What were we talking about today?
Well, we have free comic book day we can go over.
I mean, free comic day was fun. We got free comic books.
It's always good.
Picked up our stash.
Pick
I got,
stash.
What was it, 1872? The five-shot like, Western Avengers.
Dude, that one looks really interesting. You read it, right?
Yeah, it was really good.
Do you want to say what it's about a little bit?
It's tough to say without giving it away, but... It's basically, there's an old western town, where Fitz is the mayor. That's Kingpin, for people who don't know. Steve Rogers, Captain America, is the...
I assume he's the sheriff.
The sheriff, yeah, that's the word I'm looking for.
Can you hear me now?
I don't hear anything on the show.
No.
Mm-mm. Probably, yeah.
Yeah, for comic book day, we weren't there for long, but around Harry Street, it's always amazing. Cosplayers everywhere.
A lot of people showed up, and I know there's a photo shoot going on as we were leaving.
Dude, so many people. In this tiny little comic shop. Well, not tiny. The comic shop's huge, but with the layout, it's hard to fit that many people.
Yeah, it's true.
I don't even remember what we got.
I know I got a comic called March, which is about the civil rights movement. Moontop, which is entertaining. Not even necessarily for the Moontop part, but they have samples of the guy's other work in the back, and it's fantastic. Moontop was good, but not as good as things like, we should make a Jaws reboot. Here's some options. Bigger shark, bigger boat. Existential, this picture of a guy just standing on a boat in the sunset.
It's pretty good.
Yeah, it was very entertaining.
Okay, so besides Free Comic Book Day, or, you know, God, he had so many free comics, too. I feel like he has more than just a Free Comic Book Day comics that he gets out. Because usually it's not that many for a Free Comic Book Day. What else is there? Oh, right after that, we went to Baby Metal.
Yeah. What was that? from the dialing. Okay.
Oh, yeah, it just sounded weird.
Baby
metal. Baby
metal was good. A lot of fun.
Baby metal was okay. The background band was amazing. The audience was disgusting. It smelled horrible.
Cool.
Smelled very interesting.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
On the show?
I think so.
Can people in chat hear me?
I can definitely hear you on my phone.
Stuff.
Switching back?
Yeah.
Oh my God, we're back?
I think so.
It's so much easier now that we're not using our phones.
Well, let's see what the people in chat say, since they're not saying anything now.
Can you chat people hear us?
Yes. You can hear us through my phone.
All right, yeah. Just echo. All right,
sorry, my battery just got low.
That fucking sucked. So anyway, hey, we're back on. Normally, fucking bullshit, fucking shitty ass fucking mechanical fucking systems. All right.
Now that Pat's raged and popped his cool down.
So what was the problem?
So I don't know. I just recall back in. I don't know. Fucking stupid fucking internet radio bullshit. So pre-comic day was a lot of fun. We got to saw a lot of people. We got to see our friend Nicole from Baltimore area ish.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun.
We weren't there for long though. It was nice.
Dark Knight of PA. Always fun to see him. He does Batman really well. Up or down?
Kind of needs to go up. I can't hear it very well.
And just saying lots of echoes now.
Oh, there's echoes now?
I don't know. Someone said it. Oh, that might have been because your phone. You had your phone on.
Maybe, yeah.
Jerk, with your phone on.
Or because I was leaning over also towards
with
Connie's mic.
With Dark Knight of PA, speaking of that, Captain Kyle's Cosplay Spotlight was also there filming a little bit. They did a report on there. And they are currently running a campaign of Batman versus Iron Man presidential election.
I
believe he's selling buttons for vote Iron Man and vote Batman at ACBC. So that's interesting.
Yeah, and we got the, like, you know, the secret group of Captain's Cosplay crew, which I don't even know we're supposed to reveal. But a lot of people were there from there. Lady J showed up with her friends from Philadelphia Avengers. Mm-hmm. They're always good to see. I love Lady J.
She's a magical creature of awesomeness.
And then a bunch of our cosplayers showed up that, you know, I've never seen before. So it's really cool that that draws out even more people to that event.
Oh, there was that kid that came with Sarah that was dressed as
Luke Cage.
Mm-hmm. Like old time Luke Cage, too.
Old time.
Heard it was his first time cosplaying. Gave him a quick shout out. He's awesome.
Yeah.
He's really good.
So frustrated.
Deep breaths.
Goose, brava.
Don't become Kylo. Unless you want to. You have the helmet.
And Inked Raven was there. She did Nightwing, and that was really awesome.
Yeah.
I knew you had a cosplay page. I couldn't remember the name of it.
And Nutmegs was there.
And Nutmegs was there.
We met Nutmegs with her awesome.
She's not even listening now. She doesn't even come on until 9 o'clock.
Her awesome Rurouni Kenshin cosplay with her kid. Dude, they were awesome. That made me happy. They were good. They were really good.
Oh, yes.
And the weather was actually nice for once. That was also good.
And also, if I saw someone was calling in earlier with, you know, everything not working properly. We will announce when we're doing the giveaway. We are going to have a giveaway today, 2 tickets to ACBC this weekend, Atlantic City Boardwalk Con. We're probably going to do that after our second break. We already did the first break in the beginning of the show because it's 2 now, so we figured we'd kill one early. And so we will be up.
It'll be just some random nerd trivia question that we'll probably ask to win the tickets.
Yeah, we haven't figured that out yet because, you know, we'll give no ass.
We'll figure it out when you call in.
Yeah. Like, we were thinking about if you could guess how much Drew loves the cock, but really, there's no number that quantifies that.
What?
I
But another thing that we did Saturday at the free comic book day, which was fun, my free comic books are still in the trunk of my car. But we went to Baby Metal that night with Mandy, who's sick again. So she's not on the show.
Because she's always dying.
Yep. But we went to Baby Metal that night. We met our friends Dominique and Sunita there. And we were really up close to the stage, and someone shit their pants. It had to be.
Yeah, it had to have been shit pants.
It had to have been more than just that.
The mixes of flavors that were in the crowd, it was like, one second it just smells like armpits the whole time, and then you get this subtle aroma that builds up that smells like week-old bowl of ramen with intermittent, hardcore, shit-his-pants death fart smell. Like, it smelled like some dude shoved eggs up his ass and just left them there.
And then waited to come to the concert and shit them out.
It was terrible.
But the music was great.
The band is fucking ridiculous.
Goddamn, those guitarists and the bassist.
And the drummer.
Right?
The drummer was dancing and singing every song while doing, like, some of the craziest drum things ever.
The bassist basically walked up to the front, played very casual, and was like, yeah, I have 7 strings on my bass. And I finger pick them.
And then he did like epic bass solo. The guitarists were awesome. Like, they did, you know, dueling solos. And then one guitarist was like, you know what? I'm going to walk over there. And I'm going to pick his strings while the other guy just does a riff. And it was ridiculous.
Wild.
And still sounding good.
So insane.
And, like, they're adorable.
They're cute.
They're so cute.
Philadelphia!
I think it is!
That was amazing. So good.
they were cute.
And it was like crazy.
Mandy has her next cosplay plan.
Yeah. It was crazy that we've been to like so many like metal shows lately. And I think that was the craziest crowd we've been in.
Really, it was like the grossest crowd I've ever been in. And I stood in front of someone who squatted down and shit on the floor. And that was worse smelling.
Yeah, Motley Crue. That was a new experience.
I never wanted to do the one.
Never had anyone shit directly behind me before until Motley Crue.
Well, I mean, it depends on how the men's bathrooms are planned. What if the urinals are across the wall from the stalls? Someone's in the stall while you're peeing in the urinal. Someone could be shitting in the toilet while directly behind you.
It's not the same thing.
It's not the same thing. Because that's not outside.
A lady squatted down an open field with like 2,000 people in it. Squatted down and said, I'm going to take your shit.
And proceeded.
And took a shit.
To shit. Wow, what an adventure.
I'm like, the bathrooms aren't even far away. It's not like there's no bathrooms here.
Quite the adventure.
Go take a shit, like a normal person.
She's probably high and scared of the bathrooms because the bathrooms were aliens. The government conspiracy to hide
the
aliens.
Were the bathrooms aliens?
No, the bathrooms were a government conspiracy to hide the aliens somewhere.
Oh.
She was really high.
That's fair.
Motley
We've
Crue.
All been there.
What was that, like 2 years ago? A year ago?
I don't remember.
Michael Jordan, Alice probably. Cooper was amazing.
Alice Cooper was amazing.
They really care about Motley Crue.
Yeah. Yeah, I care about
I'm
Motley Crue.
I'm going to
Crue
proceed to not care about Motley Crue. Because some lady shat behind me.
I mean, they were good.
They were.
Fun. But next weekend, we're going to go. We're all going to go.
Oh, next weekend.
MMR
barbecue.
I was thinking this weekend.
All right, who's calling? What the fuck?
I don't know, man. I'm not fucking calling. How would I know?
Do-do-do-do.
All right, next weekend's ACBC, what you're going with, a crew.
Yeah. Aren't you calling? We said we were going to tell you when to call in. People are calling in now. What the?
Maybe they want to discuss free comics this day.
Oh, my God.
Maybe.
You said ACBC, I'm calling. All
right, let me see who the first caller is.
On Baby Metal.
Yeah, let's see who the first caller is.
Bitch.
Oh, my God. Hello, caller. Welcome to the Give No West Cosplay Variety Show.
Thank you for having me, Matey. You know, I didn't want to interrupt such a fine conversation you were having there about pooping in fields and stuff.
Yeah.
But, you know. You never know who's going to call in on this show.
Yeah. So, who's this calling?
Who is this calling? Here's the captain, matey. Who else should I think be calling after to talk like a pirate?
Oh, what's up, captain?
I don't have my headphones all in the way because I hate hearing myself when I talk.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I tuned in and, you know, I hated to interrupt that fine conversation there.
Yeah, well, you missed the first 15 minutes of silence almost.
Yeah, I did.
Freaking online.
It's new comic day and we had customers and stuff like that. But I wanted to thank all you folks for showing up here on Saturday.
Yeah.
Man, it was fun.
Yeah, it was a rather interesting day.
Yeah, it was a long day, too, especially for Batman.
Poor Batman.
Yeah, 10 hours in the suit, man. That's, you know, that's pushing it there, you know?
He's a hero.
He is, you know. He's very dedicated to doing his job well.
He is, and he has a lot of fun doing it.
Was French made Deadpool, you know, feeling any ill effects from being in her suit for so long?
It was so sweaty.
Yes, it was.
So sweaty. It was gross.
Because usually as a maid, you're not wearing that much.
Yeah, I know. I have my butt covered. My butt flap.
Butt flap.
That's supposed to be the apron, and it was supposed to be around the front, man.
Yeah, but I want to cover my butt. I didn't want anyone to be scarred for life.
Yeah.
Well, in pirates talk, I guess it is always good to cover your arse, isn't it? And I wanted to thank Miss Constance for signing the nice print, and I hung the poster on the wall right in the entrance to the store so that all can see the glories of Captain Kyle's cosplay spotlight.
Well, thanks for contributing and supporting the show, Captain.
No problem.
What came out today for Comic Book Day?
It's actually kind of a light week this week. Not a ton of titles, but we have like Batman 52, the last one before it changes over into the dreaded rebirth stuff. Black Panther 2, Batman Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, which is actually sold incredibly well. Deadpool, Darth Vader, Gwenpool, Harley Quinn and her gang of Harleys. I guess that's kind of like the highlights of the things we got most of. And, of course, Grizzly Shark Returns.
Grizzly Shark?
Grizzly Shark.
Oh. Well, it sounds like
you just have to see it. You would have to see it to understand.
I'm now
curious.
Know?
Is it like a shark and a grizzly bear all mixed together?
All righty.
Oh, my God.
Well,
these covers look amazing. I just looked it up.
You
real
guys
quick.
Have a busy week coming up this week too with the Atlantic City stuff, eh?
Yeah, one of us will be going this weekend. This weekend actually comes Drew's anniversary, so they're bums.
Yep. We're bums.
We're bums. We'll be playing video games all weekend instead of
That's
going
just
to ACBC.
Jealous of how much he loves bums.
Well, I guess you'll sort that all out.
Yeah.
Alrighty. Well, I just wanted to check in and, you know, relay my thanks for visiting our humble comic shop along with the 900 or so other people that showed up here on Saturday. And,
yeah, it was crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
it was fun.
It was rather interesting, eh?
Always a good time.
Mm-hmm.
All right, folks. I'll let you return to your regularly scheduled programming.
Yeah.
Schedule. Thanks for calling in. We'll hopefully see you soon. I think it's a stash.
All righty. Now, by stash, you mean your stash of comic books.
Yeah.
Not a stash of anything else and nothing illegal.
Of course not.
There you go. All right. Have a great show. Talk to you later.
Thank you.
See you, Captain.
All right. There's another phone call. I guess I'll just answer it and see who
Midge.
It is.
Midge.
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 And
yeah, so you said bitch?
So you said it.
Yep.
Oh my God, this thing's like so slow. All right. Hello, caller. I saw you call in like 5 times. So who's this calling in?
Me?
Hello. Yes?
Yes.
Hello.
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 Hello. Hi.
Hello.
Hello. Hello.
We're inside
Hello.
The house.
Hello.
Is this Will?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
I'm just calling. I'm listening.
Oh, okay. I can put you back on mute then if that's.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, thanks for calling in to listen, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah, bro. He's not going to be a statistic now, though, is he? I like those goddamn numbers.
Yeah, he's still. Oh, yeah, he's not going to be a statistic.
Drew, you're a statistic.
Yeah, you're a statistic.
I want a statistic.
You know, white male privilege.
You know what? I'm going to open up the radio show
statistic.
So we get another number.
I don't know.
Oh, such terrible people. So. It's already 8:30, so let me do the second commercial block, because get those out of the way. So we have, like, more time to talk and not have to worry about getting stuff in.
It's true.
And do.
We'll be back after these messages to give away tickets.
Yeah, we'll give away tickets after a break. We'll tell you when to call in. The call-in number is listed on the website, but in case, like, you don't see it, you're listening on your phone or PS4 or whatever, it's 718-508-9883. We'll tell you when to call in for the tickets. And we'll figure out some nice trivia question for you to answer so you can earn them.
Yeah, you earn that.
Yeah.
You earn that sweet, sweet ticket.
Mm-hmm. All right. So here comes the commercial break.
Attention business owners, website owners, event promoters, or anyone looking to promote your product. The Totally Driven Entertainment Radio Network is the perfect way to spread the word of your business around the world. That's right, you can advertise at our network and be played on all of our shows at rates that are so cheap, it's a no-brainer. For more information, contact Bay Ragney at bayragney@gmail.com. To keep your business driven, stay driven with Totally Driven Entertainment.
Hey everybody, this is Nick Wilkinson from TV Nation and Totally Driven Radio and Entertainment. Sadly, each year, approximately 3.6 million children become victims of child abuse. My latest ebook, Child Abuse, The Ripple Effect, explores the long-lasting effects abuse can have on victims. Explore life after the abuse ends and how we cope with the tragedies of the past. Child Abuse, The Ripple Effect is available on Kindle for only 99 cents. And don't forget to check out my website, actingnotreacting.com, a common sense approach to teens in crisis. Let's work together and make this world a better place. And remember, stay driven.
Are you a fan of Sherlock Holmes? Letters from Holmes offers unique, one-of-a-kind letters from the world-famous detective himself. Handwritten on 8.5-inch by 11-inch aged parchment paper and using smudge-free ink to produce original, high-quality letters that fans will treasure for years to come. Each letter is handcrafted and written from the perspective of Sherlock Holmes, mimicking Holmes's native tongue and embracing many of the famous detective's quirks, quips, insults, and peculiarities. Order a love letter, birthday greeting, personal correspondence, or more only at www.etsy.com/shop/lettersfromholmes.
Are you looking for a mortgage for that new home? Do you want to refinance to a lower rate, obtain cash out, or consolidation? If so, call Anthony Muscarella of Advisors Mortgage Group. Advisors Mortgage Group is a mortgage banker and loan our own money to first lien mortgage loans. We have built a platform for a seamless and stress-free mortgage process, which remains our number one goal for all of our customers. We understand that success cannot be obtained without teamwork and communication, two of our most important strengths. If you're looking to apply for a loan or simply have some questions, please don't hesitate to give Anthony Muscarella a call at 732-749-3333, extension 12, who, by the way, has been recognized by Mortgage Executive Magazine as being one of the top 1% of originators in America. That number again, call Anthony Muscarella at 732-749-3333, extension 12, where we tailor our loans to meet your needs.
Advisors Mortgage Group is an equal housing opportunity lender licensed by the New Jersey Department of Banking and Insurance. Branch NMLS number 173453. Loan officer NMLS number 111. 800-400-4400.
Are you back on yet?
And we're back. It's an Uncharted. Again.
I can't hear me. Oh, there we go. Now I can. Drew, you're so loud. Oh my God.
I'm really loud.
So Uncharted came out?
Yeah, it did.
It's not the only thing that came.
What's happening?
I was going to try to make jokes, but it came out. And it's a beautiful game.
Like we all came. Because we played Uncharted 4.
Came because it was out.
And Drew even came out
all over
the
place.
Closet and made his love.
I wasn't. What? Well, I wanted to play. He's not in the closet.
Mm-hmm. What? Oh my god. I know, man.
Jokes.
Oh, buddy.
Jokes. He's got jokes.
Shitty jokes. So, we got two tickets. Paradise. No, to Atlantic City Boardwalk Con. Because Totally Driven Entertainment has been partnering up with them.
If you're interested to learn more about Atlantic City Boardwalk Con, go to doacbc.com to learn more today.
So if you want your chance to win tickets, we'll have a trivia question for you. And you'll have 10 seconds to answer. None of this Google shit. I think 10 seconds might be too much. But
I don't know.
See.
10 will be fine.
Yeah, so if you want to call in for tickets, call in now. So
go
first person.
Oh, you know what sucks? If Will wanted to win them, he wouldn't be able to because he's already called in.
He could hang up and recall in.
Oh, that's true.
Total recall. In.
That would be hilarious if he did that right now.
I'm giving him ideas. So,
he just hung up.
Two tickets to ACBC.
Civil War also was a thing.
No, it wasn't.
That
Don't
we saw
lie.
Over the weekend.
It was awesome.
This is a really good movie. Oh, look, we have our first caller.
No spoilers. It was amazing.
Damn it.
Hello. I hate you, Drew. Worst timing. Hi, caller. Is this Will?
Yes. You're dead.
Are you calling in?
You calling in for the ticket?
To attempt to win them?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm not going to get
so
the question, but I'll still do it.
He's going to ask you a question. You have 10 seconds to answer.
Okay.
So,
are you ready?
Oh, yes. Did I win?
That wasn't the question. I'm sorry.
Well, you didn't say it was going to be the
okay.
question.
What place do Natasha Romanoff and Clint Burton remember very differently?
Well, I hope the next caller has a better shot than I do.
3 seconds. You want to take a chest?
I have no idea.
This guy. I couldn't even take a random guess.
I'll put you back on mute so you can listen to the show. But the answer was Budapest.
Why'd you?
I would
answer?
Never have gotten that.
Because we're going to ask a new question because
people,
can Google that.
Touche.
Thanks. Nice try. All right,
put me back on mute, please.
Yep.
Yay.
Thanks for calling, Will. All right, so next caller.
We have another caller.
Mm-hmm.
Sweet.
Yeah, man, they want those tickets. Hey,
hello?
Caller. Hi.
I can hear the other caller on the line, so I wasn't sure whether you were unmuting me or not.
It's probably because of the delay. There's like a little delay.
Yeah, it's fair.
I can hear you through my phone.
Yeah. Yeah, it goes through the phone, the radio show, when you call in. So who's calling? They hung up. Oh, no.
We lost the caller.
We lost the caller. So if you haven't called in the show before, when you call in, you hear the show through the phone when you're on mute. So that's like if you're listening on a computer, you're going to hear it through the show as well. But oh, looks like that person called back.
Try this again, round two.
Hello?
Yes, I did. My phone dropped the call for some reason.
Somebody else is calling?
Yeah. This is Jenny. How's it going, guys?
Hey, Jenny. How you doing?
Hi.
What up?
All right.
Hi. Not much.
So, Pat, do you have the question on this one?
I think I do. I asked it earlier.
I don't think I'm ready.
You don't think you're ready?
I don't know. Okay. A little nervous.
Well, this may help a little bit because this question has to deal with someone who's going to be at the con.
Okay. That doesn't necessarily help, but we'll see.
This actress voiced a character that was in Kingdom Hearts 2, Sophia the First, and a Disney movie.
I have no idea. I haven't looked at the guest list a whole lot. And Disney movie is very nondescriptive.
I know. If I gave away the name of the movie, you would get it right away.
Unless she has looked at the guest list.
Yeah, she looked at the guest list.
No, I haven't played Kingdom Hearts 2 or...
God, Pat, who looks at guest list?
I know.
We don't even look at guest list.
I know.
Usually they're charging too much money for autographs, so I rarely look anyway.
Oh.
Yeah, same.
Well.
Sad.
Well, it was Ming-Na Wen, Mulan.
Yeah, I don't know that name. I had no idea who voiced Mulan. Terrible Disney nerd.
Oh, you can't cosplay anymore now. That's like some people. Oh, you can't cosplay.
Don't tell
anymore.
Me what to do.
I know.
You couldn't name this one character's voice actor, so you can't cosplay anything.
Yeah, you can't cosplay anything.
There's
some
people like that. Nothing.
Ridiculous.
At all.
I don't want to. I already raged earlier in your show. I don't know if I want to rage again.
You don't. Don't do it. Deep breath. Calm your kids.
But I will give, if we don't get enough answers, people can call back in. But cool. Sorry, you didn't get that.
Bummer. All right. Well, if that's the case, I might call back later. We'll see.
Yeah.
Because
we usually don't get many calls, but yeah. So we have one more person up on right now.
All right. Say hi to them for me.
Right.
Yep.
Right. See y'all.
Bye.
Bye. Hi. Hey, thanks for calling.
Hello. Hi.
Oh, who's it?
Catwoman.
Oh, okay. Catwoman. Then narrows it down.
But there's so many Catwomen.
There's so many Catwomen.
Connie, you know who Catwoman is. I also asked, Lisa, I want some more.
Hi, Cheryl.
Hey, what's up?
Are you ready for your trivia question?
I am.
All right. What color was the Hulk originally supposed to be?
Purple.
No, I'm sorry, it was gray.
God darn it. Oh, really short.
Thanks for trying.
Oh, okay.
If you want to keep listening, if we don't get more callers, we'll start letting people try again.
All right. I'll be tuning in till the end.
Yeah.
Right, see ya. Catwoman.
All right, bye.
Bye. All right, I think we'll make the questions a little easier on the next round. Let's talk about something else before. Someone suggested to ask the question, what city does the con take place in?
I know this one.
My dick.
New York.
Sorry, sir. That was incorrect, and you're dumb.
Damn
you know what that reminds me of? Back in history class in high school, it was some Friday before a holiday, so most of the kids just ditched, didn't show up to class, or just didn't come in that day. And so he had a pop quiz. My teacher did. And there's one question on this quiz, four of us in the class out of like 20-something students. The question, what country did the African slaves come from? Everyone who was in the class passed that quiz, but everyone who skipped failed. It's beautiful.
Wait, what country did they come from?
What? He actually put the country in the name of the question.
Did he?
Well, Africa.
Well, Africa's not a country.
Yeah, kind of.
Or whatever he was. Whatever.
I understand what she was getting at.
Fuck my dick.
That's why I was so confused.
Fine.
No, I'm sorry. I didn't understand the question.
You're a dick.
Yeah.
No, you're a dick.
No,
no, you are.
No.
You're a dick.
Oh.
You are.
You.
Why?
Are a penis wrinkle.
You are what you eat.
Yeah.
You are what you eat. All right, so what do you want to give it, like 5 minutes or so before we start retaking callers?
Yeah.
All right, I got some weed and verse related questions, too.
I got a comic one.
Okay, good. You work on this. I believe Drew has a Star Wars one he could ask.
Do I?
Dave. The one that Dave asked you, so most people don't get, but
oh.
It's really easy.
Yeah, okay.
That's a hard one, too.
It's real, but
it's
easy. It's
easy. Yeah.
If you
pay attention.
Wars,
if you know Star Wars.
That
yep.
could be a last resort question. The last question.
I'm just picturing, like, Peter Tulay calling in for that one.
He would get it in, like,
he would
seconds.
Nail it. He'd be like, oh, yeah, this guy.
And then he would try to give us his entire backstory of that character.
Probably. I mean, dude knew the name of Chewbacca's cousin or nephew.
Son.
Or whatever
nephew,
it was.
Nephew, no nephew. You're right, nephew.
I'm like, I don't even know if Chewbacca had a nephew, let alone his name.
I really want a new Star Wars game. That's not Battlefront. I like Battlefront a lot.
I heard they're coming out with another Battlefront.
Yeah, it takes place in new movies or something.
Yeah. The prequels, I want to say.
What's it? I thought I saw something that there might be Force Awakening stuff coming.
I would totally be
oh, okay.
Force Awakening.
Yeah, it is. Here it is. Yeah, Star Wars 2 Battlefront confirmed features content from the new movies.
Oh, yes.
But, like, I just want, like, I love Battlefront, but I just want, like, a really good, like.
I want, like, a KOTOR, but, like, today's graphics and awesome gameplay styles.
Oh, wait, there was another game announced.
And for console.
New Star Wars game coming from Titanfall Studio. It's a third-person action-adventure game set in the Star Wars universe.
What other BioWare game?
Yeah, BioWare's just like focused on Mass Effect at the moment, which is disappointing to me.
I know, I need more of them. They're so good. Angers me. I can't wait to go back to playing Uncharted.
I know.
We're only chapter 3.
I'm in chapter 5. But, like, they go pretty quickly so far.
I just want to play it. And then Rob Jeffrey have his special awesome coin.
I know.
The graphics are ridiculous. And there's a nice little Easter egg coming up, too. But it's just so good. And the voice acting is, like, on, like, amazing again.
With Nolan North and Troy Baker and everyone else that are voicing in that, how of course it is.
Like even like the other people that's been in it so far have been like really good. Like I like that Naughty Dog like just make sure that everything's like top notch.
Naughty Dog always does amazingly with their voice acting.
I want Crash Bandicoot back.
I haven't played that in a million years.
I know.
I would play this. I almost bought a tiki mask at Shopway the other day.
Sure.
All I would have to do is cut the top and bottom and repaint parts, but I didn't do it. This game is so good, though. True, there we go. That's a group cosplay you and I could do. You could be Bandicoot, and I'll be the Tiki Mask. Thanks, Drew.
One more time. Oh, come on.
Yeah. All right, so 1 or 2 minutes, somewhere in there, until we start taking callers back.
That was loud.
Sure, stop with your sound.
I can't. I won't stop.
True. True. Tell it to call Miss Tits. Oh, how many tits does your computer have?
87.
8,700?
But Civil War was really good. Like,
dude, I want to see it again.
Like, the Captain America movies are the best of all the movies. They're the only ones where they've had sequels. Like, Thor 2 was really good. I like Thor 2 a lot. But, like, the Iron Man's weren't that good. Like, the first one's still the best one out of all those. But Captain America just keeps getting better with every movie. And it's, like, I'm actually really excited for Ragnarok, too. And I'm hoping that's, like, really good.
Oh, my God, I want more movies. We should go see Civil War again.
We should. All right, I'm going to take calls again for questions. I got the question here. So,
are we retaking callers?
Yeah, someone just called.
Hi, anyone who called? Oh, great.
So,
hold on.
Hi, caller.
Hi again.
Great question. Hi.
Sure.
All right. I think this is easy. Who was the first Flash?
Jay Garrick. Wait, are we talking chronologically or? Yay!
Yeah, yeah, that's it. The first one ever to appear was Jay Garrick, 1940.
Yay!
And I love, like, hooray, the Jay Garrick and Earth 2.
I actually did know that one. I'm proud of me.
Yay!
So you won 2 tickets for ACBC. We need a way to get your information.
Yeah.
You can just do through Facebook.
You have my.
Yeah, can you shoot me?
It's Jenny again.
Yeah. I would need. I already have your name. What else did he want?
Email, phone number, I'm sorry, number and home address.
Yeah. We guys.
I can message it to you guys.
Okay.
Sweet.
Yeah, because
cool.
They were supposed to, we were supposed to have physical tickets, but now it's just picking up when you get there.
Okay.
So
is it, I have 2 tickets. I thought you were giving them out one at a time.
Oh, no, you get 2 tickets.
Oh, okay. I need a friend. Crap.
Yeah. You get 2 tickets. And I think there are weekend passes, too.
Nice. Hooray. I won something. It's okay.
Yeah. I'm excited, noise.
Also, I saw something through Facebook. You won a contest this on Free Comic Book Day?
Yeah, I won the craftsmanship contest at Atomic City Comics in downtown Philadelphia.
It's for what, your new Tigress cosplay, was it?
Well, it's not a new cosplay, but yes, for my Tigress.
Mm-hmm. Dude, that looks really good.
Thank you. It wasn't a very big contest, but it was still fun. Still a lot of neat costumes.
It's still a
win. I got to hang up. Got to hang out with some really cool people. So.
Yeah.
And I got money.
They gave you money?
They gave me it was a total $100 value. So $50 cash and $50 gift certificate, a $50 gift certificate to the store.
That's awesome.
Which was pretty cool. So
yeah,
I used my gift
certificate.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
It was awesome. But I used my gift certificate to get a fully illustrated version of Harry Potter, of the first one. They're apparently coming out with these beautiful illustrated versions every single year, and I have to collect all of them because Harry Potter is my first love, my first fandom love.
Like the graphic novels?
No, it's just an illustrated version. So it's all the regular text, but it has beautiful, like, watercolor illustrations throughout the entire book in the margins, taking up half pages, taking up full pages, what have you. It's just
that
really
sounds
pretty
amazing.
It's pretty awesome. And then I had about $5 left over, and I found a Darth Vader sandwich maker in the clearance toy bin for $6. So I was like, well, it's a Darth Vader sandwich maker. Obviously, I have to get it.
It was meant to be.
Indeed. Indeed it was.
Ow.
No.
But congratulations. I'll send you more information.
I wanted to get in your pocket. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I will send you my things now. I'm just.
All right, great.
Cool.
The chat window is already open. Cool.
Yeah.
All right, I will see you guys there.
Awesome.
All right, congrats again.
Congrats.
Thanks. Bye.
Yay. Someone won the contest.
Yay.
Also, we have like 4 tickets for like MMR barbecue. I don't think we're going to sell them. I think we should just give those out next week in Paris too, if we can find anyone. No promises.
That sounds like a good plan.
Definitely an option. We can announce that on Tuesday, whether or not we're doing it.
Yeah.
So keep posted, pages in our Facebook and shit, and we'll say whether or not we're giving away MMR barbecue tickets. We have 4 tickets, so we're giving 2 and 2, right?
2 and 2, yeah.
And we had not horrible seats. They were seats.
They were good,
right?
Seats. They were two. Yeah, they're seats. They're not lawn. It's in the pavilion, like the 200 section. We bought tickets and then we got VIP tickets, and you know we're very important people. So
very important people. Yeah.
So we're gonna go to VIP instead of our regular seats.
So just keep posted, man. Probably gonna end up giving them away.
Probably.
He's offered them to a few people already.
Yeah. And, like, I don't care about getting money for them.
I mean, we got tickets.
Yeah.
We got tickets. So if we give them away, I don't mind.
That's
a big deal.
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
Oh, yeah. That'll be a fun show. That show, Disturbs the headlining band. Shinedown's the co-headliner, which both bands are amazing live. And then Three Doors Down, which would be cool to see. Collective Soul, I really want to see because that just brings me back. To like middle school. And then who else was there? Wolf Mother, right? Red Sun Rising, 6 a.m. I can't remember anyone. I think that's it.
I don't even know.
But that starts at
way better.
The only ones I care about, Disturbed and Shinedown.
Yeah.
Mostly Shinedown.
Be number 9 for me to see Disturbed.
Bitch.
Yeah. Second time for Shinedown. Hopefully Shinedown plays a lot of their older stuff. I don't think they are, since like almost all the band left, and now it's just like one guitarist, and most of their songs are double. So we'll see what happens.
I don't mind their new stuff.
Yeah.
It grows on you.
It grows on you, but it's
plus
not.
You know they're gonna play that one song.
They'll Cut the Cord.
Yeah.
They probably played out live.
They have to play Cut the Cord.
Such a good song.
That's like the only one I ever hear on the radio.
I know that was the first song you hear, and like so I'm expecting like this badass like rock album, and then I get like. Hipster stuff.
Experimenting Pat.
It grows on you, but yeah. Like, I still love, like, Us and Them and Sound of Madness. And
you love S&M? That's gross, Pat.
Us and Them. I hate you.
So, Drew, how is your reading articles and not partaking the radio show going?
Good.
You're going to stop?
Probably not.
So, we're going to have a full discussion on Civil War, or spoiler free?
Sure.
Right now?
Sure.
But it's almost 9 o'clock, and I could go play
Dumbledore dies. It sucked.
Oh, here's... I'm going to spoil Civil War for everybody right now. General Lee dies. No, he surrenders. Sorry. Surrenders. Lincoln dies. Lee surrenders.
I was going to say, did we watch the same movie?
I just had Lincoln already in my head.
Were you watching some other Blimp commercial right there?
I had Lincoln in my head already.
I know.
But
I know.
Did it... In one sentence, both of them. See, but Pat, I could just go play Uncharted. 9 o'clock. We did an hour.
We did an hour.
You saw it. You touched those graphics.
Nutmegs, I don't know if you're listening earlier. We're all saying hi to you that we saw you at Free Comic Book Day.
Yep.
We didn't get to see a Baby Metal, though. Oh,
Baby Metal was too crazy.
It was. It smelled like poop.
Smelled like
yeah,
poop.
It did.
Smelled worse than Drew's.
Not bed. Even like poop though, like really bad poop.
Like poop and
like there's poops that I've smelled that I would have been like thankful to smell compared to that poop. I stood by the trash can intentionally
because it smelled better.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
I still can't believe they didn't do like their one like super popular song, Ine. But and they didn't do Headbanger. Fucking didn't realize it until I was talking to like Cindy and Dominique.
Mm.
I was like, oh. I didn't realize they didn't do that one. It's crazy that they didn't even have an opening band and still put on like a really good show.
I mean, who's gonna open for Baby Metal? Who's gonna open Pet?
Metal Baby.
They should have had the background band open for Baby Metal.
The back, just them. Throw some guy up screaming, "Don't care."
I don't know what just happened.
Listening to our show, so we must have said something funny, and the delay happened.
Sorry, you're spooking.
Sir, we have another roommate in the basement, and we hear him laughing, giggling, and he's listening to our show. So
that's disgusting.
Hey Tim, fuck you.
Yo Tim.
Bitch.
Oh my god. So Uncharted.
I really want to play Uncharted again. It's so good so far.
We said we all liked Civil War. I can't really say much more than that without giving away spoilers. It's not that old.
Yeah, I think we're doing a short show because we all want to play video games tonight. Not our usual 2-hour nonsense.
I'd say an hour is plenty long.
Yeah, but an hour of like 10 minutes of technical difficulties.
And it's 9:02.
Well,
it's almost the same.
I don't know. Just making sure no one else wants to call in before
people
we bust
don't like
out.
Us, Pat.
And they really don't.
We're dicks.
Kind of are dicks.
But we give away free stuff sometimes.
Yeah, we give away free stuff sometimes.
It makes us less dicks. Well, no one is 100% dick. We're just kind of dicks. We might be 100% dicks.
I think I knew a few 100% dicks. I was thinking like Drew could be one.
But he's the dick you like. I mean, he's an asshole, but the funny kind. He's like not even a part of our show anymore because he's arguing on the internet because he's an asshole.
Are you real?
No,
are you
I'm
real?
Not arguing. All right, I'm just making a general statement.
To correct someone?
No.
Because you're typing like a fucking story over there.
It is a story.
He has paragraphs.
It actually is a story.
To tell someone how they're wrong?
No.
To tell someone what they posted is wrong?
No. Oh my god, shut up. It's just a thing about a story in college.
I wish I have a new rule.
Tell you later.
That Drew can't have his laptop out while we're radio showing.
Alright, I'm just going to quit the radio show. Have fun, guys.
For a second there, I thought you were giving a fuck.
Hey, Drew. Fuck giver.
That was me giving a fuck. That was me deciding that I prefer my internets.
But being on the radio show, we are on the internet. Because I thought people listen.
Question. Did we... Oh, my God. Did we get the Deadpool movie? We forgot to go get that again.
Fuck.
Yeah, we did.
I mean, I have it digitally.
God damn it.
Yeah, yesterday we picked up... Well, we just came home to play Uncharted.
Do you know what they're doing, like, specials at separate stores?
I haven't looked into it yet. See which one has the cool shit.
Because I ended up buying 2 copies of Force Awakens because of that shit.
I did too.
Yep.
I want the Kylo Ren steelbook.
Oh, yes.
Yep.
We should do that tomorrow. We should also go to Foreman Mills. Because I need cosplay shit.
What's tomorrow?
Thursday.
Am I doing something tomorrow? I think I'm doing something tomorrow.
What the fuck are you doing tomorrow?
I'm doing stuff Friday.
The fuck are you doing tomorrow?
What the fuck are you doing tomorrow?
Your mom.
Here's what we could do. We could go to the gym. And the Best Buy there to pick up the movie, and then Foreman Mills at some point.
I don't want to go to the gym.
Because I need...
Yeah, you got to go to the gym.
Maybe.
I need cosplay clothes. I need to get all my cosplays together for Awesome Costumes. That's like right around the fucking corner. Oh my god.
I still don't even know what I'm cosplaying to that.
Neither do I, but I have like 6 cosplays I'm working on. I'm about to add more to that.
I mean, if I get my new... there's a steelbook at Best Buy.
There's 8 cosplays I'm working on. I don't know what I'm going to do for Awesome Combo.
All right. I think I'm going to Best Buy and getting a steelbook.
Why?
Because it's pretty cool looking.
I bet it is. That's where we should go. It's right next to the gym in near Foreman Mills. Just throwing that out there. So many cosplays.
Wow, the steel book is cool looking.
Time.
Oh.
What? What are you looking at?
The inside of the steel
book. Yeah, the inside of the steel book is the best.
That's pretty good.
So I'm going to have to get the steel book.
We got to do this.
We got to do this.
It's going to happen.
It's right near Full Moon Mills, too. What a coincidence.
Yeah, what a coincidence.
Wait, why are we going to Full Moon Mills?
Cosplay shit,
item.
Motherfucker.
Oh, you guys and your cosplay.
I'm going to be buying stuff for you there, too, bitch.
I know.
Awesome Con is right around the fucking corner.
I'm just
going
to throw it out there that Connie cares more about my cosplays than I do.
I'm sorry. I don't want you to wear Captain Hammer for all of Awesome Con, all Con the weekend after that, all Con the weekend after that, and all Con the weekend after that. I don't think I can handle washing that shirt that often.
We should just dress on like a jackass so we can carry our shit.
We're going to have to do wash that often anyway.
Yeah, but of that shirt, because that shirt's already getting destroyed, like the logo from washing it.
Just buy a new one.
Oh, my God. If anyone has any cosplays ideas, please message Give No Ups Cosplay for Drew. For Drew's cosplay.
Make sure they're easy and only require average people clothes.
Like thrift shop. Like if I go to a thrift shop and find pieces, like,
I
can do this.
If I order it on the internet, that's fine too. It's just that, like, it can't be like, oh, this guy wears a goddamn bulletproof vest.
It's not that hard to get. Well, bulletproof vests are, but like military vests. Would it be too tricky? Finding one that fits you would be the tricky part.
The more non generic, the more difficult it is.
So, Uncharted.
Yeah.
Are we doing that then?
How excited are you?
My nipples are really hard.
You're excited! Feel these nipples!
Yeah. But don't do that second part.
We need more, like, fucking sound clips.
If anyone has any sound clips, you can give them a cosplay. Please message us on Facebook.
Yo, fucking,
do a job for us.
Jeffrey just fucking logged in. What?
Fucking Jeffrey.
Fucking Jeffrey.
Fucking Jeffrey.
At the end of the show. Motherfucker.
Fucking fucker.
Fucking
maybe he heard me talking about stealing his coin. Pickpocket. Yep. I watch shows. I don't have a pickpocket now. We're good.
Who the fuck is Broloff?
I have to make Broloff. It's a League of Legends character.
It's an alternate skin to him.
Alternate skin to the character. Which is going to be kind of easy, but also kind of,
like,
hard.
For a second, I
want to do Broloff, though.
I got to make it. Though.
I thought it was like Olaf being like a bro.
It is.
I mean, like Olaf, like fucking let it go bullshit. What's that movie called? Frozen. There you go.
No.
No, who's the fucking Frozen?
Same concept, though.
Drew said you should be, or Drew, Tim said you should be Ogre from Revenge of the Nerds.
People close.
And it's not too bad.
Wait, you never seen fucking Revenge of the Nerd?
Dude, I do not remember it at all.
I'm sorry, Pat. That's beyond our time.
We're not old. Old man. Fuck you. Old man Pat over here. Bitching about millennials. It's okay, Pat. We'll get you your soup. Don't worry.
Yeah, wait. I got soup?
No, fuck you.
That's that potato bacon soup from Wawa, too. All right, I'm going to play Uncharted.
Yep.
Well, all right. So, yeah, we're ending the show a little bit early tonight because we're all are jonesing to play Uncharted. So, thank you for listening. Congratulations to Jenny for winning the tickets.
And just a shout-out to her as well. If you're interested in looking at her cosplays, which are super awesome and amazing, she's Ginger Liz Cosplay on Facebook.
And she's also doing photography. So check her out there. What is it called? Lacking
Land Photography. I don't know if that's how you pronounce it, but it's helpful.
We'll post it in the group because she's actually open for some shoots coming up.
Pretty fucking good too, man.
So let me play the last end of show plugs and we'll be right back.
Are you ready to be totally driven? Totally Driven Entertainment Network has a full lineup of shows dedicated to total entertainment. Starting on Mondays, we have the always relevant and often hilarious Hard Talk with Big Daddy and Big Booty Trudy. That's at 6 p.m. And at 11 p.m., go 8 flights up and get your mind right. Tuesdays at noon, Pro Wrestling Now with Mike Ferreira covers professional wrestling news, rumors, and one-of-a-kind interviews with professional wrestling performers and insiders. At 8 p.m., join Smith Hart of the legendary Hart Family Dynasty for the Hart Grapevine as he goes behind the scenes and shares his knowledge of the professional wrestling industry and some
truly remarkable special interviews, too. Welcome to Hump Day, Wednesdays, 9:30 a.m., the Coco and Wee Wee Show asks the age-old question, who do you love, who do you shove? And at 8 p.m., the Give No F's Cosplay Variety Hour brings you the best in cosplay, comics, video games, and more. Thursday nights at 5 p.m., Pro Wrestling Now with Mike Ferreira returns to the airwaves to cover professional wrestling news, results, and more. At 8 p.m., Totally Driven Radio, the show that started it all, brings you the best in topical conversations, celebrity interviews, exclusive musical guests, and so much more. Your Friday night would be incomplete without a trip to Uncle Shawnee's Playground. Join Uncle Shawnee at 8 p.m. and prepare to be offended, but, you know, in a good way. At 10 p.m., don't forget the LAW Retro Wrestling Hour, bringing back the golden age of professional wrestling. Saturday mornings at 10 a.m., the Mojo Sports Show starts your weekend off with a healthy dose of sports mojo. Get the latest news, scores, results, and more every Saturday morning. At 9 p.m., Totally Driven Radio rocks. Bay Ragney unleashes his inner beast as he takes you on a heavy metal journey and looks at the music he thinks rocks. That brings us to Sunday morning, the perfect time for a big weenie. At 10 a.m., the Big Weenie Castanini Show goes live around the world. And ending the week at 9 p.m. on Sunday nights, join the TV Nation for your weekly dose of the Nerd Herd and talk all things comics, TV, movies, and pop culture. Remember, get driven, stay driven.
Mother, Zach, and Shinedown.
So we thank you for listening to probably our shortest show and worst technical difficulty show yet. Well, next week's our 2 months. Yay.
Whoa, really already?
Yeah, let's hope there's no fucking technical difficulties.
There's going to be.
Frustration. So we thank you all for listening. We'll be back here next week, and hopefully maybe we'll be giving out tickets. If not, I'll give out like a hug from Drew or something.
I mean, if that's what people want, I guess.
I mean, Peter might.
Drew gets hugs out for free, though.
Yeah, that's don't true. Tell people that.
I'll give you permission to hug him. How about that?
Well, thank you all for listening, and hope to see you guys, message us in chat or hear from you calling in. Thank you.
It's the Give No F's Variety Show. All right, let's go play Uncharted.
Get your geek on at Atlantic City Boardwalk Con, the region's hottest comic convention, celebrating comics, cosplay, and all things geek, from exclusive guest panels to industry professionals, including Marvel and DC artists and writers, all the way to celebrities for your favorite movie and TV shows, including The Flash, Marvel Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., Sons of Anarchy, Orange is the New Black, and more. AC Boardwalk Con is bringing the best to Atlantic City, May 13th and May 15th at the Atlantic City Convention Center. Tickets on sale at www.doacbc.com, where you can also find the full list of events and guests. Be sure to follow ACBC on Twitter and Facebook at DoACBC. For live convention updates, be part of the action, visit doacbc.com for tickets today.